Music legend Elton John is playing the biggest venues around the world for his final tour. So far, his Australian trip has taken him to Melbourne, Adelaide and Sydney. But tonight, he's heading to a more obscure location, the town of Bathurst in the New South Wales Central West, as Kathleen Ferguson reports.
Andy Wheeler describes himself as Bathurst's biggest Elton John fan, and he's still coming to grips with the fact that tonight the Rocket Man himself will be serenading the small central west New South Wales city.
I remember when rock was young. I think daily I'm still hearing it downtown, certainly from customers at work and people in the street that are still to this moment saying, I still can't believe it's happening.
Sir Elton John's crew had to fly into Oranges Airport, 50 kilometres west of Bathurst, because the plane was too big for the local airport. The Boeing 737 became the largest plane to land at Oranges Airport.
I think that's what I'm sort of seeing from this, that he's coming to places that, all right, it's not the big cities. Well, we're doing the big cities too, of course, but going to the smaller people, reaching out to the back of the room, if you like.
20,000 people will fill a local rugby field for the concert, which is half of Bathurst's population. In a statement, a spokeswoman from Chug Entertainment said Elton John wanted to play regional venues and visit places he hadn't seen before on his last tour. The mayor of Bathurst, Bobby Burke, says his community was thrilled the star wanted to come to town.
To come out here, it just shows you that, you know, it's just not all about money and making money and music. He wants to give the music to the people of the Central West. We've been doing it tough out here with bushfires and drought and The come out in the Central West is unbelievable.
The Bathurst Business Chamber says the music great will be bringing more than just his dulcet tones to the streets of the city.
We've had a lot of, you know, bad news. The fires have affected lots of communities. Luckily, Bathurst hasn't been too badly affected, but certainly there's a flow-on effect. And I think to, you know, move forward into the new year, things are starting to get a bit busier and really kicking off 2020 with a great concert. We'll provide a great boost, certainly to local retailers.
The Business Chamber's spokesman, Angus Edwards, hopes the premium international act will open up the events market for Bathurst.
We can put on a big event in the Bathurst 1000, the Bathurst 12-hour every year, you know, this is just another big event, and hopefully make Bathurst known for other things, not just for the Mount Panorama and the Bathurst 1000.
But for tonight, the spotlight will be far from Mount Panorama, and Andy Wheeler says the show couldn't have been timed more perfectly.
We get a bit of rain, we get no fires, and now we've got Elton John. I can only describe the buzz and the mood around town as you follow.
That's Bathurst local Andy Wheeler, Kathleen Ferguson reporting.